WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Friday. It's April 20th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Hey, we're going to be drying out today. Spring-like weather is on the way for the weekend. The heartbreaking final conversation between a Jersey dad and his young daughter before a fatal overdose. The mother of a 14-year-old charged with killing her newborn has also been arrested. On this 420 day, support seems to be growing for legal weed in New Jersey. In sports, Sixers beat the Heat, take a 2-1 lead in their first-round series. Do or die for the Flyers tonight. They need a win. Phillies and Yankees win. Mets lose big to Atlanta. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zero. Will we see the sun today?
We will, and we've got a pretty nice weekend on deck, although not exactly warm. That's an important point here. It is pretty cold this morning with temperatures in the 30s. We've had a few snowflakes flying around. That shouldn't be an issue for you, though. Mostly sunny skies today with a brisk northwest wind up to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures in the mid-50s today, little better than yesterday for most of the state, although still below normal for this time of year. Clear and chilly tonight, lows in the mid-30s. A pleasant mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. We'll aim for the upper 50s to around 60 degrees, and then lower 60s for most of the state on Sunday. I think it'll be a bit cooler in North Jersey and along the coast with mostly to partly sunny skies, but again, the dry weather continues. Monday looks good. Next chance for rain not until Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Right now, Neptune 37, Tewksbury 35, Florham Park also 35.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. It is unfortunately not a unique story. It happens now almost every day in New Jersey. A young person overdosing on heroin and dies. In this case, prosecutors have gone after the dealer, a 21-year-old, who they say bragged about catching a body after he delivered the drugs to a 15-year-old girl in Evesham. We've spoken with the girl's father, devastated, heartbroken, looking for answers to how his little girl started down the path that ultimately took her life. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the story. Patrick?
Yes, Eric. Stephen McDonald tells us he suspected his daughter Madison had perhaps smoked pot, but she herself assured him, even without confirming if that was true, that she hadn't tried anything harder. "You know me, Dad," she said. "I eat well, I'm in great shape, I would never do drugs." So you can imagine the added anguish that brought to Stephen's heartbreak when he discovered the girl face down, passed out on her bed the day after Christmas. He says suspect Austin Cooper allegedly getting Madison started on heroin destroyed him. He eventually wants to talk to schools and parents about the dangers of hard drugs, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather, temperatures chilly this morning. We're in the 30s again. We'll see plenty of sunshine today, but it'll be cool. Mid-50s will do it for the high, and there will be a brisk northwest breeze that are going to cool things off a little bit. Clear and chilly tonight, sun and clouds tomorrow, and then it's finally going to start to feel like spring this weekend, near normal temperatures, but that doesn't mean particularly warm. Dan will have more on your weekend weather coming up in a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the tide seems to be turning, publicly anyway, for legalization of marijuana in the Garden State. We'll have an update on that story next.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather, temperatures in the 30s now, mid-50s later, but it'll be breezy. We'll have some sunshine. It'll feel a little chillier today. Nice weekend is ahead, though. It's not going to be particularly warm. It will feel more seasonal. In and around Lacey Township, you may see and smell smoke. A brush fire is continuing to burn unchecked this morning on Forked River Mountain. No homes are being threatened this morning. There are new developments in the case of a 14-year-old charged with killing her newborn and leaving the infant's body outside a home in Highland Park. The girl's mother has now been charged. Prosecutors say she failed to get medical attention for her pregnant daughter and then tampered with evidence after the baby was born. Investigators are not giving names or any other specifics. Southwest Airlines sought more time to inspect fan blades like the one that snapped off during one of its flights, causing an engine breakup that left a passenger dead. The airline opposed a recommendation by the engine manufacturer to require ultrasonic inspections of certain fan blades within 12 months, saying it needed more time. A recommendation for more inspections has now followed an engine blow-up on that Southwest flight. You're going to hear a lot of people talk about 420 day today. 420 has become synonymous with smoking weed. Its origins date back to 1971, when a group of high school kids in California thought 4:20 in the afternoon was the perfect time to meet and get high. They would meet under the Louis Pasteur statue on the grounds of their San Rafael High School. In New Jersey and around the country, marijuana advocates will rally for legal weed today. And a new poll shows a growing number of Garden State residents seem to be in favor of the idea.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says 4 years ago, Jersey residents were split on the issue of legalizing marijuana, but that's no longer the case.
59% of New Jersey adults support legalizing the possession of a small amount of marijuana for personal use, compared to 37% who are opposed.
He adds one major reason why opinion is changing is money.
New Jerseyans look around and see it being legalized in other places and say, you know, this is going to be a boon to our economy. 60% say it's going to help the state's economy. Just 16% say it will hurt.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 509. Former FBI Director James Comey's notes of talks with President Trump recounted him telling Comey he had serious concerns about the judgment of a top advisor, asked about the possibility of jailing journalists, and described a boast from Vladimir Putin about Russian prostitutes. It's been more than 2 months since 17 people were killed in a school shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. But students are continuing the gun violence discussion, and more school walkouts are planned for today.
Today's walkouts commemorate the 19th anniversary of the Columbine shooting, where 13 people were killed. More than 2,000 events around the country and at least 43 in New Jersey will likely involve a moment of silence, though several schools are also holding discussions on gun violence prevention. The National School Walkout website says anyone can post an event, and a few NJ schools say they have no plans for walkouts despite their names appearing on the site. The Freehold Regional High School District is not holding any official events, but school administrators say they are providing a space for student-run activities. Danielle LeBurson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Just a few miles from the New Jersey border, a pile of dynamite has gone missing. Federal investigators are offering $20,000 in reward money for information. More than 700 pounds of TNT was stolen from a construction site. They say it is possible it was stolen by somebody opposing a pipeline project coming through Lancaster County, or it may be something more sinister. In Mount Holly, Kenya Robinson says when she came out of her apartment to go shopping, she found a flat tire and a note that read, "Go home, terrorist." Robinson is Muslim. She wears a hijab. Police are investigating the incident as a bias crime. Robinson first tried to laugh it off. She is home, she says. She's a Jersey girl. Police, though, are taking it more seriously. A Supreme Court decision on whether to allow legal sports betting in New Jersey could come within days, maybe next month, certainly by the end of June. In anticipation, the wheels are already turning in Trenton.
Assemblyman John Berzicelli is among the sponsors of a new bill authorizing sports betting at casinos and racetracks. He says the language will be finalized when the ruling comes down and that lawmakers will act quickly.
When the Supreme Court finally speaks, it's going to take a complete refreshment of the statute to allow gaming to function in New Jersey.
Lobbying records made public this week show representatives from Major League Baseball and the NBA met with legislative leaders and Governor Phil Murphy's chief of staff to talk about legalized sports betting. And a gaming company this week announced its digital division had begun sportsbook review sessions with New Jersey regulators. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. A Republican official in Montville is under fire for a Facebook post that compared Democrats to Nazis. The Republican town council and mayor have condemned the post and demanded committeewoman June Whitty resign. She has refused. She has instead apologized and asked for a second chance. It is not clear what will happen next. Temperatures this morning on the chilly side. We're in the 30s. 50s for the high today with some sunshine overhead, but it'll be breezy. We'll have more on your weekend weather with Dan coming up in 2 minutes, and we'll update our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:14 on New Jersey's First News as we bring in our chief meteorologist Dan Zero this morning. And Dan, give us some good news about the weekend, please.
It's going to stay dry and we've got some pleasant weather ahead, although not exactly warm. As you probably know, I often compare our forecast to normal, climatological normals, the averages over a 30-year period. Right now, our normal high temperatures are 63 to 64 degrees. It's going to take a few days before we recover to that point. And unlike last weekend where we had 70s and 80s in the forecast, forecast, that will not be the case this time around. It is cool this morning with temperatures in the 30s and will climb into the mid-50s this afternoon with mostly sunny skies. Not bad, but below normal. And we'll have a brisk northwest breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour, adding an extra bite to that cool air. It'll be chilly again tonight, back down to the mid-30s under clear skies. Into the weekend we go. Tomorrow will feature a pleasant mix of sun and clouds with highs improving to the upper 50s to around 60, but again, still below normal for mid to late April. Sunday, mostly to partly sunny, with highs in the lower 60s. That's better. There will be a couple exceptions. I think North Jersey and right along the coast will get stuck in the 50s on Sunday. One model has shown a shower chance late Sunday, but I'm not really buying it yet. I think we do stay at least mostly dry for Sunday. Monday, back into the 60s and dry. Our next chance for substantial rain will be Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. New Jersey, First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, we're relaying the heartbreaking final conversation between a Jersey dad and his young daughter before a fatal overdose in South Jersey. That's also a case where the dealer has been charged with murder. The mother of a 14-year-old charged with killing her newborn has now also been arrested in this case in Highland Park. In sports, Sixers beat the Heat to take a 2-1 lead in their first-round series. For the Flyers, do or die tonight. They got a win to keep their season alive. Phillies and Yanks win. Mets lost big in Atlanta. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. There is a chill in the air this morning with temperatures in the 30s. We'll see mid-50s later on, a brisk northwest breeze as well, but at least plenty of sunshine. And we are staying dry for today and throughout the weekend as well. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Dennis and Judy.
Well, you guys make fun of everything, so that's all right. That's one of the reasons I listen.
You're right.
But that's what we want to hear. That's the show.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
This is going to be great.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Friday morning. We've made it to the end of the week, and we have a pretty decent weather day ahead. Temperatures are chilly this morning. Probably need a light jacket on your way out to the office or school today. Temperatures are in the 30s now. On our way into the mid-50s today, sunshine will be overhead for the most part today, but it'll be breezy. And then it'll be dry for the weekend and more seasonable. That doesn't mean particularly warm, but it certainly will feel like spring. If you ever send cash, checks, gift cards, or financial statements through the mail, be forewarned, mail phishing has become a growing problem in the Garden State.
According to Postal Inspector Greg Clemish, crooks are stealing envelopes out of U.S. Post Office mailboxes in several different ways, including using
basically like a sticky device such as a glue rodent trap or an insect trap. We've also seen signs of a glue-like substance, you know, on a mailbox door would prevent the mail from dropping into the mailbox.
He says to avoid having your mail swiped when you go to a mailbox.
If the last pickup time is at 5 p.m., we ask that if you're coming to a box and it's 5:01, if you could wait till the next business day to deposit your mail or find an alternate location.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:24. The law firm former Governor Christie picked to oversee financially troubled Atlantic City has submitted a bill of about $5 million. Former U.S. Senator Jeff Chiesa's firm billed the state for $4.8 million going back to the November 2016 takeover of the gambling resort. Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver says cost was a factor in the decision this week to return oversight to the State Department of Community Affairs. Former Governor Christie's official portrait will cost us $85,000. That is more than taxpayers shelled out for paintings of his three predecessors combined. Australian artist Paul Newton will paint the portrait of Christie, who left office after 8 years in January. The Christie painting will likely be a little bit more formal than the one he is best known for, the photo of him sitting on a closed beach due to the budget stalemate last year. New Jerseyans nearing the end of their lives receive treatment more aggressively and more expensively on average than it is elsewhere. In other words, it's even more expensive to die in New Jersey. A group of healthcare stakeholders in the state are focusing in on the problem.
They have formed the Goals of Care Coalition of New Jersey. Linda Schwimmer, president of the New Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute, says it's important to talk about end-of-life wishes with your family.
It's a really important issue that people need to pay attention to, even though it's sometimes not the most pleasant thing.
Schwimmer emphasizes the importance of putting your end-of-life wishes in writing and designating someone to follow through.
To really just create an environment where people's wishes are respected and that it's peaceful for them.
She says they're trying to change the culture to make people more comfortable talking about death. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time about New Jersey's first news, 526. We have a dry weekend ahead. What about temperatures? Dan will have the latest in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also at 530, it's a heartbreaking story from another dad who has lost a child due to a heroin overdose. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. There continues to be worries about the health of the global economy. Asian shares fell back today after a major supplier to Apple forecast continued weak demand for mobile devices. Stock markets finished lower on Thursday in New York, ending a three-day winning streak for the market as tech and consumer products went sour. New Jersey's first news is engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petroccioni. Sergio Bichaud is at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. Our managing editor is Lou Hochman.